The South Transept. We're sitting on a chair to the right of the choir in the South Transept. Here, Gothic style reaches its ultimate expression where there is nothing but glass and emptiness. Bernard Bruce tells us more about this architectural evolution. At Sens, we're lucky to be able to see all the stages of Gothic style as it evolved, from primitive Gothic to Rayonnant Gothic, where the structures got lighter, and ending in a blaze, so to speak, of flamboyant Gothic, where capitals are no longer necessary. The sheer verticality takes over. It's a style which reaches heights where everything is just pure light. Look at the rosace in the top right. This huge stained glass window is 18 meters high, the height of a six-story building. Its rose spectacularly magnifies the six-sided star in the coat of arms of Tristan de Salazar, Archbishop of Sens in the 16th century. Can you pick out the Last Judgment? Got it? At the top, Christ and the apostles are in heaven. At the bottom, demons are keeping the fire going under the cauldron of hell. These stained glass windows are the work of master glassworkers from the town of Troyes, who had worked on their own cathedral. Here they were ordered to produce better windows since Troyes was just a simple bishopric dependent on Sens. To the right of the rosace, you cannot miss the stained glass window with a red background, and the Tree of Jesse, Bernard Bruce. The Tree of Jesse represents the genealogy of Jesus from Jesse, who is asleep in the bottom of the picture through King David and King Solomon. But in this Tree of Jesse, there are also lots of little interesting things to pick out. See if you can find the unicorn with the Virgin. Next to it, on the right, is a stained glass window dedicated to Saint Nicholas. The people who dispense the Archbishop's justice, the officers, the judges, the lawyers, and the notaries, paid for this work in honour of their patron saint. As with the Middle Ages, we begin reading on the bottom left, where we see the birth of Nicholas. In the top right, his life comes to an end. Many miracles occurred during his life. Have a bit of fun looking for Nicholas, stopping the hand of the executioner, whose sword is about to behead three condemned men. It was thanks to this action that the saint became the patron saint of justice. Before going through the door below the rosace, watch out for the chapel of Our Lady in the corner, where a virgin with child sits enthroned since the year 1334. We'll wait for you in the courtyard of the Archbishop's Palace. Thank you for continuing your visit.